Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Supertalk 99.7.
It's 108 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandis Show, 615-737-9986. 615-737-WWTN. So, Pamela, I'm not sure if you were listening to the interview. I don't know if Pamela's there. Pamela, you back there?
I am.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, we tried something a little different during that interview. We actually Facebook Live'd the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Did anybody even watch that? I didn't say on the air that we were Facebook Live'ing it. However, if somebody wants to go check it out, you can see the whole interview that we did with Marcus Luttrell and David Rutherford. It was filmed and it was on Facebook Live. You can see the what tape or whatever it is on the WTN Facebook
digital.
Page. The digital.
Yeah,
right.
But boy, Phil Valentine's going to have a fit.
Why is that?
Because the person that did the Facebook Live did not flip the camera.
Oh.
So it's not.
Isn't Phil on some sort of one man crusade to get people to flip the camera?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So,
but other than that.
I thought it was a pretty good interview, actually. Those guys are awesome.
They're great.
They really are. I basically can ask one question and they'll go on for 3 minutes. It's perfect.
Well, I mean, they kind of now do this for a living
with
their podcast, which they were telling me their podcast voted, you know, like one of the most popular ones in a top list.
Really?
For iTunes, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
That's pretty cool. That's a very good accolade.
Very good. Yeah. And, of course, folks are chiming in on what they thought about the Facebook Live cast that we did. And, of course, I'm obsessing over the one guy that said, oh, my, Dan Mandis is bald. Thank you. That's the one thing that the person focused
on.
We
haven't said anything about that. And, see, y'all got to stop that.
That's right.
Because that's the whole reason why I got into a fight with Dan previous to this. I made the judgment call, which is not my place to do. I'm not even close to being anything near a boss. I'm just bossy. And so I'm the one that made the judgment call and got people up here to Facebook Live this.
I was not happy.
No, you were not. So I went into his office, the boss's office, and informed the boss, this is the decision that I made. I hope you're happy with it.
If you if you just tell everybody you're ginger, the rest explains itself.
Well, see, you have no idea how loaded that is, what you just said in my life.
And then you don't have to.
I can say I'll say a redhead. I will never call myself ginger. But anyway, so I made that judgment call.
Yeah.
And no, Dan was not. I'm telling you, Belle. I mean, the look on his face, like, I cannot believe you did that.
I was
who do
so
you
not
think
happy.
You are?
Oh, I was so
you
mad.
You know, I mean,
you.
I was ready for the who do you think you are? You're not the boss. You're not the boss of me.
No.
I mean, I was waiting for all of that. And but I'm like, look, stop. Mm-hmm. I made the judgment call. I'm one of those ask for forgiveness, not ask for permission people, obviously.
I'm right. Just like that.
And I just thought it was a good thing, not only for Dan, mm-hmm. but for the radio station,
sure.
for them. I mean, you know they're going to get lots of hits now that they've been on the Dan Mandis Show. So I just thought it was a good call overall. And I'm going to watch it here in a few minutes. And see how
good.
It turned out.
I don't understand why we wouldn't do that other than Dan's, you know,
insecurities.
My own annoyance with the entire staff for putting me through that. Well, see, the first time, because we did a Facebook Live a while back, but I didn't know they were doing it at the time. You remember that? It was
no.
It was with,
so with the Walker guy, the Walker Stalker
guy? This was a while back. I can't remember who it was with, but I didn't know they were doing it.
Well, and then you did the whole wardrobe Facebook Live thing with
that was awful.
Del
Giorno. That was awful.
It was
just
weird.
That was horrendous. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Look, if you can get over expecting me to put a hat on every time I walk into your office, you can get over anything. So
anyway, so if you want to go see the interview in progress from just a few minutes ago, you can. It is at the WTN Facebook page. And honestly, I cannot tell you how much of an honor it is to meet David Rutherford and Marcus Luttrell.
Did you get your picture?
I did get a picture. I don't know how it turned out. Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm having a fat day today. I don't know why that is. I feel bloated. I feel insecure. I feel like my pants are tight. I don't know what it is. And so I will be honest.
He wore the tight pants.
Are you on your period?
That's what it
feels
anyway, like, Belle.
So then he wore the oversized shirt.
I did. That's the kind of mood I'm in today. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I just feel like crap. So then I kind of forgot. I mean, I hate to say this, but I kind of forgot about this. Otherwise, I would have really worked hard to wear my skinny clothes.
I mean, the only reason why I knew about it is because I saw you post it on your Facebook and it popped up in my feed.
Yeah.
But you posted it like 11 hours before I actually saw it.
Right.
So, I mean, for you to forget it that quickly is just interesting.
Yeah.
But had I not seen that, I would have come to work with no makeup on. I would have been like, dadgummit, why me?
Yeah.
So I did the whole full-blown makeup.
Now, you got your picture taken. You got your picture taken with Beefcake.
I did.
Times two.
I did.
Right, so
although
David,
I'm
going to
call
Marcus.
Them heroes, but whatever. What?
Oh, you called them Beefcake earlier.
No, I didn't. Y'all did.
I called them Beefcake.
Oh, was that you, pal?
It was not me.
Shoot.
I said she was being distracted by Beefcake.
Listen, a hero can also be Beefcake. We know that.
Heroes can be cowboys or Beefcake.
That's exactly right. So, but Pamela, thank you, by the way. For once, Belle, she didn't embarrass us all by asking our guests to take off their shirts. Thank you, Pamela. For restraining yourself.
She was definitely too intimidated to do that this time.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, so not intimidated. But, and by the way, yes, he's kidding. But they were really, it was just, I think I said this earlier. I had a hard time. I wanted to just hug him, kiss him, and say thank you. And I don't mean in a sexual way. I don't. I mean, thank you for everything and,
right.
And what, I mean, these are mean killing machines. They are bad, you know what's.
Right.
And they did that for me, what I mean? Thank you's not enough.
Yeah, but traditionally when you talk to people like that, their whole attitude about it is, I was going to work. I was doing my job.
And it is. And you heard Marcus Luttrell kind of talk about how the country is just kind of treated him like a wounded puppy dog when he's not.
Right.
But he's wounded, yes, but there's just so much love and affection that has been thrown his way.
Well, you're right, Pamela. What I really liked about his answer when I asked him, I forget what the question was, but he said, I'm more of a unique case because when he came home, I mean, he Marcus Luttrell, has had such a support system.
Right.
Now, a lot of folks who have kind of, you and I both, Pamela, have spoken to veterans who have called the radio station and reached out to us when we do these kinds of topics.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about feeling alone and all of these other feelings of isolation and so forth. And so for Marcus Luttrell to admit, well, I'm a unique case in the fact that I have so much support. But a lot of the veterans today don't, and I didn't even come close to asking all my questions.
Well, and why didn't you keep them for another half hour?
Their schedule is tight.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, because with volunteer jam and all
right.
of that going on.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing, too, with his story, his whole story is unique. Because he lost his entire unit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure he, even from a military standpoint, they treated him very, very well because that is a unique circumstance. Even from that standpoint, so he probably was treated a little better by the military than others, and by the VA, and et cetera, than others have who've fallen through the cracks. They weren't about to let him fall through the cracks
right.
since he was the only one left. You know what I mean?
Well, he's an amazing story to tell, an amazing story of an American hero. And, you know, his answer did not surprise me. The last question I asked him, and I really struggled with whether or not I should even ask him if he or how often does he watch Lone Survivor. And he said, I never watch it.
Yeah.
And he's obviously seen it one time, but he lived it, so he doesn't necessarily have to. Yeah, but there's some people who have had movies made about themselves or their life stories or whatever it is, and they do watch it often. And
they do?
Oh, absolutely.
Who? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, that seems a little egotistical. I'm sure, I mean, I think I saw an interview with him one time where he talked about, there was some creative license,
right.
You know, in putting it up on the big screen. A lot of details left out. And like he said, a lot of things that hit the cutting room floor and that sort of thing. So, yeah, why would you have to, and why would he want to relive watching
right well
them
but see that
die.
Was that was yeah. part of my question though, I mean, that's what I felt, because some people can look at something like that and they can for whatever reason find some closure with it. I don't know, but I was interested to know his answer to that, and his answer again did not surprise me. So I'm just really appreciative that I did get to sit down with those with both of those guys and, you know, and hear their stories.
His life is more interesting than Mark Wahlberg's anyway.
It really is. I mean, let's just be honest. Well, I don't know. Interesting. Different.
Marcus's brother is a neuroscientist, and Mark's brother is a new kid on the block.
Well, he's a blue blood, too. Come on. He's an actor. He's a good actor.
They also own some hamburger joints in Boston. Don't forget about that. Wahlberg's. Right?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
My train of thought.
That's
okay. I was going to ask you a question. Yeah, he did. What I found interesting also, I mean, I grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I said that to those guys, and they're like, oh, my gosh, Vietnam. It's right next to Fort Bragg. And so that's actually, they were telling me where they got a lot of their training. And is it Rutherford? So he actually trained Luttrell years ago, and he talked about how he put him through 3 hours of hell carrying two dudes here, doing this. Then he said, and at the end of the 3 hours, he was the only one still standing. Luttrell was. And he looked at him. He goes, okay, you ready to go again? And he said, Luttrell just looked at him and said, okay. And then just started picking up his stuff and didn't even complain at all. And he said, so he let him off the hook at that point. Yeah. But I'm thinking, now that's pretty cool. That is really cool. Yeah.
Well, if folks want to see the interview, you can. It's on the WTN Facebook page. And I'll see if I can figure out how to share it onto my page and so forth.
All I gotta do is hit share. It's real easy.
I know. But can I tell you the problem I have right now? I can't figure out. This is like way TMI. I can't remember my stupid password for Facebook. And so I'm able to get in on my phone because it's stored on my phone. I just tried to log in on the computer. I can't remember my damn password. So I've got to – how stupid is that?
Would it be the same password as something else that you have that I do have? I have a password to something of yours. Do I need to send that password to you?
What do you have the password of something
I'm going
to
tell
for?
You, but I mean, nobody here is going to understand what I'm talking about. Evernote.
No, it's not that one. It's a completely different one. Anyways, I'll try and figure it out. But no, it's not the same password to my Evernote, which is our news building service that I pay for out of my own pocket.
Well, anyway.
By the way, if they fire me, I'm canceling that immediately.
So we have to find something new.
Memo to you and Ken.
Crap.
The second I'm escorted out of the building, which could be any day now, based
Crapola.
On the, you know.
Well, anyway.
Good luck getting the company to pick the tab up on that.
Yeah, good
no
luck
kidding.
With that one. Anyway.
I can't even get a clock. But anyway, so just hit share. Even on your phone, all you have to do is just hit share.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome.
So if folks would like to check it out, you can. And my name is Dan Mandis, 615-737-9986. Very quickly, ethics complaint against former Mayor Megan Barry goes forward. So we all know what happened yesterday. I to be perfectly candid, I kind of wanted to have a Barry-free Wednesday. Unfortunately, that's not the case. This just came down, apparently. You may have had this in your news, Pamela. Two allegations of ethics violations by former Mayor Megan Barry, going to move forward now. Even though she has resigned and pleaded guilty to a felony, the Council of Board of Ethical Conduct decided on Wednesday that they are going to move forward with those ethics violations. Although two of the four allegations were dismissed, Theda Murphy, the Nashville resident who filed the complaint, said that she was pleased to see the process move forward. So what that basically means is the board is going to hold a hearing in the coming weeks on whether Barry's relationship with Sergeant Rob Forrest influenced how much overtime pay he received. Really? Yeah, that can't be a long investigation. I mean, come on. The dude got 100. I'm still ticked off about this. I don't want to.
You apparently are.
I am.
Yeah, there's going to be some sort of investigation to reevaluate his pension. I think some of that got lost a little bit yesterday.
Well, that was one of the questions I asked is, okay, so he's got to pay back the city $45,000 because it was overtime, essentially, that he was eating chili and watching the Super Bowl.
Well,
and so,
it was actually the overtime calculated that he got that other people from the detail did not get. So that's what they calculated.
Okay.
That's how they calculated.
Very good. So so you were saying, because this is news to me, and it's a question that I asked yesterday, which is, okay, so, you know, he's making 80 grand a year in pension, and that number was based on what I would say is this misuse of taxpayer dollars and, you know, is basically ripping off the other folks in the detail by getting all of this overtime, by sleeping with the mayor and so forth. And so now they're going to reevaluate that 80 grand a year pension.
There's
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to look at it and see if it needs to be recalculated. I mean, I understand he had a 30-year career.
Yes, he did.
And I know he said to News 2 yesterday that he wanted to be remembered as fair, professional, and never did anything wrong in his career.
Wait, what? Say that one more time.
He wanted to be remembered
Bob
as...
Bob Force said this?
Yes. He wanted to be remembered as fair, professional, and that he had never done anything wrong in his career. So that's how he wanted to be remembered. News 2 asked him that yesterday. And so I will also say this since we're talking about it.
Yes.
There was video footage of him walking into getting booked or fingerprinted or the mugshot or what have you.
Right.
And he embraced... There was another guy there that he embraced. He was... very tearful, Rob Forrest was.
Yeah.
He's the only one that I've seen shed tears in it publicly in any of this.
Well, and if Megan Barry had shed tears, she would have messed up her makeup. So there is that.
Well, I mean,
no,
we
talked about yesterday she had so much makeup on, and she totally glamour shotted her mugshot.
I believe that she consulted with a makeup artist, and I believe that it was HD makeup that she had on because she knew there would be TV cameras, et cetera, et cetera.
We talked about Fox News said that she was photogenic.
Yeah,
or whatever
we did. So, I'm saying he's the only one. Sorry, I apologize. I guess I should have laughed. I apologize. I'm uber focused on. He's the only one that seemed to show any sadness or remorse. And I would think for him, you know, it's one thing to be the mayor and all of that. For him, he has to look his brothers in blue in the eye and walk out of there in disgrace. And the chief releases a statement saying that his comrades, we can find another word, but right. Look at him in disdain. And I share that sentiment.
Well, think about it this way. And you're right. And I share that sentiment too. Here's the thing is, Rob Forrest, and I'm not trying to drum up any empathy for this guy, trust me when I say that, but he's lost his wife, he's lost his family, he's going to lose some of his pension, he's got to write a check for $45,000, he has to pay attorneys, and he hasn't really been able to say anything. Mayor Barry, she has certainly had her say, the police chief Steve Anderson has had his say. And
well, he's been able to say anything. He just hasn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm... assuming that he hasn't been able to say anything is because he knew that, one, there's an investigation. He also knew that he's dealing with a divorce as well. So there's not a whole lot that he can say because they've got the, you know, they've probably got him sort of gagged, you know, just like a personal gag order so that he doesn't screw up anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm sure his attorneys have told him that,
yeah,
but he still
exactly
could.
Right.
So, I mean, he could
well,
could
you
talk.
Know what? And here's the thing.
And he did yesterday for a split second.
What'd he say?
I just told you. I want to be remembered
right.
as fair, professional, and...
never have done anything wrong.
In my career.
Okay, well, we could go down that road. So was he fair? No, he wasn't. This is now my own personal irritation at his quote. So was he fair? Clearly not. He was not fair to his fellow officers who were on that detail because he was hoarding all the overtime. So no, he was not fair. Was he professional? No. He slept with the person he was supposed to be guarding. And number three is never have done anything wrong. Well, you did.
In the last two years of his career.
So,
but here is the question. Then, now you said you're trying to, you don't feel like you should drum up empathy. I have empathy and I have sympathy for the mistake that was made this time on a very, very huge scale. But we have all made mistakes. I am the sum of my mistakes and my successes. So is he. So is she. And they can get through this and have a comeback. Career of whatever they choose to be once the healing begins and there's remorse. I saw remorse in him. I've yet to see it in her.
Right.
I don't know. He had a 30-year exemplary career that he, you know what, away.
Threw it away.
In the last 2 years. So, yeah. Was he fair? Not in the last 2 years. Was he professional? Not in the last 2 years. But before that, I mean, and it's sad that he got put himself in a situation, whatever it may be, that he didn't guard himself enough personally. And the same with her,
right,
to prevent something like this, because it didn't just pop up and happen. Things were going on in their lives that led them to this.
Right.
So it's sad that they did not shield themselves, since we're talking about bodyguards and security and all of that, didn't have personal security that guarded them from being able to go down this road.
Well,
I am empathetic that that didn't happen, and it was a bad choice.
Right. I'm empathetic and sympathetic to their spouses and the people of Nashville for having to foot the bill for their affair.
Me too.
128 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. 139 Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandy Show. 615-737-9986. 615-737-WWTN. It's so interesting. Wall Street Journal very quickly just came out with what I would say is common sense. But the big question is North Korea, just very quickly, because I've been on like North Korea overload for the past 2 years. But anybody who really, truly believes that North Korea is really going to stop looking at manufacturing nuclear weapons and all these other things, you're out of your mind. We simply cannot trust Kim Jong-un. And so this is one of those situations where with the South Koreans and the North Koreans, all of a sudden now they're warming relations and everything else. To me, we cannot let up on the pressure. Now, interestingly enough, and I don't have the story in front of me, I just scanned a headline, but the State Department now, and Nikki Haley and State Department, they've decided that because Kim Jong-un had his brother-in-law essentially assassinated, killed, whatever it is, then now we have imposed even more sanctions on North Korea because of that assassination at the hands of Kim Jong-un. I think it was actually not an in-law. I think it was a stepbrother. And so, but one of the things that you look at with Kim Jong-un is the fact that this is simply a bad guy. And whether you think he's really smart or crazy or all of the above, it doesn't matter. The one main adjective related to Kim Jong-un that you have got to pay attention to, and I think President Trump is this guy is not somebody who can be trusted. And that's why it doesn't matter what South Korea says. It doesn't matter what North Korea says. Unless there is some sort of an absolute bulletproof way for us to be able to make sure that North Korea is not manufacturing nuclear weapons, not working towards any kind of a weapon of mass destruction, unless there's some way that we can have complete unfettered access to all of North Korea, we can't trust them. Now, we know how the whole Iranian nuclear deal worked out. We don't have access at all to the places that we need to look at to confirm that they are not manufacturing nuclear weapons. And so for America and for President Trump and for Nikki Haley and the entire Trump administration, I just implore you, regardless, again, of what South Korea says, you cannot accept North Korea's word that they're going to halt any kind of nuclear ambitions. They're simply not going to. Now, a lot of people are saying that because President Trump has been ratcheting the pressure up on Kim Jong-un, this is something that is a victory for President Trump. And I totally get it. I really do. I was one of those people that said, you know, this looks actually pretty good for President Trump. You know, he had everybody out there that were saying, oh, this is terrible. The president is walking us towards a nuclear annihilation, a nuclear war with the North Koreans and all this other stuff, with the whole Twitter spat between Kim Jong-un, the North Koreans, President Trump. It goes on and on. And we remember the story. For the love of Pete, that was our lives for like a year. And so you can say that this is a big victory for President Trump, the fact that the North and the South warming relations and North Korea reaching out to America. But I would just say we have got to be careful. And the Wall Street Journal says that, and here's the headline, North Korea's negotiation play. Maybe this means that pressure is working, or maybe it's another con. My own personal opinion, it's another con, because you can't trust these folks, because we've been going through this for how long now? And it does continue. 615-737-WWTN. So I don't know, Pamela, if you're there, and Bell, I don't know if you're there, but Amazon, this Alexa. Now, I don't have an Alexa. At some point, I do want to get Alexa. Most people that I know apparently now have an Alexa. But basically what it is you can say, hey, Alexa, turn on 99.7 WTN, or hey, Alexa, play Charlie Daniels, and it'll do.
And all across Nashville, Charlie Daniels started playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, be careful.
Oh, you know what? Yes. I think you're yes. right. Well.
No, you know what I've had? So one very funny situation. I was actually, don't ask, I was making sausage with some friends, okay. truly making sausage with some friends, and the father of the group had his phone in his pocket, in his shirt pocket. And we were talking about somebody, and I don't remember who it was, and he just said, oh my gosh, what a boob. He was talking about this guy. Right. Suddenly his phone out of nowhere goes, now looking up boobs.
Oh boy.
So I imagine that's what Alexa would be like, now looking up boobs.
Well, it's funny because we have some folks here that have Alexa, and you can't even have a damn conversation without Alexa doing something. And so now, apparently, according to a couple of different reports now, everybody's all freaked out about artificial intelligence, right, and the rise of robots and all these things. I've talked about this
before.
And
you should be.
I absolutely agree. So
said the man who wants to get an Alexa.
I'm not afraid of Alexa, but what I am afraid of is the robots. Like, remember we were talking about, I think it was last year, where in Germany they have these robots and they're working in some of these factories, auto manufacturers and so forth. And one of the damn robots killed somebody. I mean,
I remember.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
Not if you're the guy that got choked out by the robot. You know what I mean? I heard Phil talking about Flippy. I caught only the very end of the conversation, but I guess somewhere Flippy the robot is now making hamburgers.
So
how long before Flippy takes that spatula and knocks somebody off?
That's the whole point. It's like Flippy wants a living wage now.
That's exactly right. Listen, Flippy won't go take a cigarette break or whatever it is. But anyway, so apparently now
insulted your cigarette smokers.
Amazon's Alexa is now, for whatever reason, according to a whole bunch of folks that have Alexa, it's starting to laugh uncontrollably, unprompted. Now, think about that for a moment. You're just sitting around your house, and all of a sudden, your Alexa just starts doing this.
No, it's not going to.
Good, Bill.
Hey, don't blame me. I mean, get me a computer that's got more than one.
We need a Flippy to produce this show.
I think we need Alexa to come in here and start, you know, producing this show. Here's the great thing is that
I'm sorry.
For 2 hours, I've been. There we go.
There.
Is that it?
You practiced. This is such an anticlimactic moment. You rehearsed this.
You know, that was such a big lead up, too, wasn't it?
That's why I'm in the floor.
Why do I try to
God forbid I have, you know, a computer that works.
Now I can't stop laughing.
The funny thing is, you know, Bella and I have been talking about this for like 2.5 hours. I was like, can you see if we can find this? This is a funny story. And we lead up, and this is what happens.
I'm dying. I've got tears.
So maybe we can get Flippy. Now, do we blame Bell, or do we blame the computer?
It's the computer.
Hey, you can
is it the
computer? Blame me all you want to. That doesn't mean it's going to stick.
Listen, I can somehow replace you with Flippy.
Bell's mad. Yeah, I'd like to see you try
When I start calling for, you know, Flippy-el-zebub, which is I call Beelzebub, Bell Beelzebub.
Yeah, don't try to be funny.
No,
it's
don't try
not
to be funny.
No, it's not going to work.
Break my shiny metal ass.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
You know, here's what's funny. Here's what's funny, though. The funny thing is that Bell didn't have my Alexa laugh ready, but he's got that at the drop of a hat. That's what I'm asking. Come on, man.
Maybe he's secretly trying to sabotage you.
He's openly.
He's openly trying to sabotage you. All right, but here's the thing. All right, so getting back to Alexa.
Yeah.
Why would you want something in your home that is recording you at all times?
Oh, I wouldn't. I actually will not ever get
Alexa. That's
Alexa. You said earlier, I want to get one.
I said I want to get one. I said I'm not going to. Oh. I would like to get an Alexa, but...
Do you use voice commands on your phone? Do you like to say, okay,
you know,
Siri?
And I don't. I don't use Siri either.
Yeah, if you did, your phone would be recording you constantly.
Mine's called on my Samsung Bixby.
Bixby?
As in Bill? The Incredible Hulk?
That just cracks me up, though. It's like Bixby.
Does Bixby have an English accent?
I guess I could choose it to have one. I just don't use it.
Okay.
So I'm pulling it up, listening.
My mom has, I don't even know what phone Hello. She has, but she's got all kinds of various accents on her phone. And we had this whole big discussion about how she thought, she had this whole big debate with herself about whether or not she should have an Australian accent. Or a English accent, which I'll, you know, my Australian and my English accent, they both sound the same.
See, I'm afraid, though, if you make Siri a female with an Australian accent.
I'd never leave the house.
No, you wouldn't. You'd fall in love with Siri.
I'd never get any sleep.
You'd have a new girlfriend.
I would.
We'd ask it different functions. Where's your girlfriend?
That's
She's with me at all times.
She wouldn't complain about leaving the toilet seat up. I mean, it's all fine and well.
She wouldn't care that you don't touch her because you don't like people in your space.
Well, just for the record, that doesn't apply to...
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
TMI. I don't want to know.
I just want to make sure I got that out there. Anyway, whatever.
For the future girlfriends.
Just stop it. God almighty. Belle, see what happens, Belle, when you don't have the Alexa laugh all queued up and ready to go? It devolves into this.
Oh, my gosh, I'm dying.
Hey, I'm only as good as the equipment, so. Oh.
That's what she said. No. I gotta go. I just, you know what? I crumpled up the.
Heard that before, have you?
I can't do the ZipRecruiter spot. I'm sorry. I just can't now. How did I start with North Korea and I ended up with this?
Well, you have to. We have no other place to put it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Again.
No, I'm serious. I can't do it.
You don't have a choice. We have no other place to put it.
Some place. I'm the damn boss around here, or at least I like to think I am, so I don't have to do this right now. I'll find some place to do it next hour.
You'll find another way.
Wonder if the boss could get me equipment that works.
I can't do it.
I hate all of you. I'm Pamela Furr. I've got the latest news coming up at 2 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, I've got in all seriousness, I've got a Cecil the Lion update.
Now, do you remember killed.
Cecil the Lion? He was killed. But now, for whatever reason, I just saw it on Twitter. I guess more details are coming out about Cecil the Lion. Now, remember
like his
dentist? Yeah, remember Walter Palmer, the American dentist that killed Cecil the Lion? It was a whole big controversy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Cecil the Lion was left to suffer 10 to 12 hours.
I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, I could have done without it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
What?
We did not. We weren't ruining. You could have just gone on.
Well, all right. Well, now I'm shame spiraling because
that's people, awful.
I'm just
though.
Telling you, this guy, Walter Palmer. I mean, he let the. Oh, thank God, the music. He let the Cecil suffer for like. It's not funny. I'm not laughing.
No.
10 to 12 hours
awful.
He had to suffer, and he finally put him out of his misery. So we'll talk about that. Also, by the way, there are some adjustments that apparently the president is willing to make on tariffs. We all know we've had multiple conversations about the whole tariff situation now. Republicans, they are up in arms about this. The president now looks like there may be some carve-outs because he's seen the markets go down, and we know that the GOP has been really upset about this as well. What is the president going to do to adjust? That story straight ahead on WTN.